I want to draw your attention tonight to Jeremiah again. Jeremiah chapter 31. You know that we have been looking at verses 6 through to 9. And we'll be looking at them under the title, A Glorious Gospel Day. We read the verses, verse 6 through to 9. There shall be a day, and the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind, and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company, shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters, in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. A glorious gospel day. We've been looking at verses 6 through to 9 under that title. We saw verse 6 that it's a day of preachers and preaching, the watchmen, preaching and proclaiming. We saw in verse 7 it's a day of praising, a day of singing, a day of gladness. It's also in verse 7 at the end a day of prayer. A day of intercession, save Lord, O Lord, save. The church, the house of God is a place of preaching. The house of God is a place of praise. The house of God is a place of prayer, it's a house of prayer. And when all of these things come together, when there's preaching, when there's praising, and when there's praying, especially praying for souls, especially when we're praying, Lord, save. Then God begins to work, and he answers prayer, and he says, Behold, 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 I'll bring them from the north country, gather them from the coast of the earth, I'll bring them. And so there's a great procession now. They've seen the preaching, they've seen the praising, they've seen the praying, and now we see the procession. There's a wonderful procession. The Lord's bringing them. The Lord's gathering them. He's gathering them in. He's gathering them in answer to prayer. So here's a scene described in that day. Because the Lord Jesus says, If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll draw them. And that's what this scene's about. He's drawing them. I'll bring them. I will bring them. And gather them. I'll bring them and I'll gather them. And that's what we want to look at tonight. It's a vision, you see. It's a vision under certain imagery here. It's a vision of what the Lord does whenever the church prays to see it. It's a vision. The word behold tells you it's a vision. Behold! Look! Lo! You see! Behold! So it's a vision. And we want to look at this vision tonight. It's a marvelous sight, this. Whenever the Spirit works, and sinners are brought to Jesus Christ. It's a marvelous thing to watch. And that's what we want to look at tonight. Verse 8 describes the bringing. I'll bring them. I'll gather them. And then verse 9 describes the coming. And they shall come. They shall come. I want you to notice, first of all, the drawing, gathering power of the Lord. I will bring them. I'll gather them. It's the Lord who says that. That's the drawing, gathering power of the Lord. You see, sinners won't come. Sinners won't come unless they're brought. Sinners won't come unless they're gathered. It was the same for the exiles in Babylon, and that's really the background of this prophecy of Jeremiah. The exiles were carried away to Babylon. They're carried away far off into the far country. They were like a people. In graves, their years had passed, years had passed, and the next generation had come, and those children, they were far off, and they were in bondage, they were slaves. Now, they weren't beaten up, and they weren't abused. They were allowed to settle in Babylon, they were allowed to build their own homes, they were allowed to enter into the life of the Babylonians, and they were settled. They were quite happy, far off. They never thought much about Jerusalem. They weren't going to come back. And really, some of them weren't even caring about coming back. But the Lord says, I'll gather them. I'll gather them. The exiled nation and its children knew no other life but the Babylonian life. And they were scattered. They were scattered along the riverbanks of the Babylonian Empire. But they were settled and they were content. And they will never come back. They'll never come back unless the Lord brings them back. Unless the Lord gathers them back. And the Lord says, oh, well, I'll bring them. He has to open their graves. They're like dead ones. That's why we read Ezekiel 37. They're like dead ones. Their bones are scattered all over the place. There's no life in them. No spirit in them. They'll never come back. But the Lord says, I'll gather them. I'll bring them. And so that's the backdrop of this vision. But the Lord's talking more about the Babylonian return when he talks about that day. He's talking about far more than that. He's talking about what will be in the days of Christ, Messiah. So only God can gather them together, like a man gathers wood. Gathers wood, you know, a man chops a wood and it's scattered all over the place, and he has to gather up the logs, and he gathers them, and he brings them to the fire. And the Lord says, that's what I'll do to them, I'll gather them. And those bones, they're all gathered together. They all come together. The whole army come together. The Lord did that. And that's the only way sinners are going to be saved. They'll never come to Christ. They can't come. They're dead in sin. They can't come. That's why we have to pray. If it was just a matter of preaching to them, if it was just a matter of telling them, that's all we'd have to do. But we have to pray. I have to say, Lord, open their eyes. I have to say, Lord, stir their hearts. I have to say, Lord, raise them from the dead. That's what we have to say. We have to pray. What did the Lord Jesus Christ say? He says, no man can come unto me. No man can come unto me, he says, except it were given unto them of my Father. They can't come unless my Father gives it to them to come. As he said in another place, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. They can't come unless my Father brings them. No man can come unless my Father draws them. And it actually talks about that in Jeremiah, this very chapter, in verse 3. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I've drawn thee. And that's the verse the Lord Jesus had in mind when he said, they can't come except my Father draw them. You had that verse in mind. That's in this very chapter. The same chapter as our text. I'll bring them. I'll gather them. I'll draw them. And we have to pray that the Father will draw sinners. Remember how it says in the Song of Solomon, draw me. Draw me. And we'll run after thee. I can't run after thee except you draw me. So there has to be the draw. There's no coming to Christ without the Lord's bringing. There's no fleeing to the Savior without the Lord driving them to flee. There's no believing in Christ without the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we have to pray. Oh Lord, see. So that's what the Lord promises to do. I'll bring them. And if we are a faithful congregation, and we have faithful preaching, and we're a joyful congregation, we're just glad in the Lord, and if we're a congregation who's praying for sinners and for salvation, then the Lord says, I'll bring them. I'll gather them. And so we have the gathering power. And that's why we preach all. And that's why we witness all. Because the Lord, that's how the Lord works. So the gathering power of God is the first thing. And then I want you to notice secondly, where they're gathered from. where they're gathered from. Because it says there, I'll bring them from the north country. I'll bring them from the north country, the Lord says. Now, Babylon was in the east. But to get to Babylon, to get to the east, you don't go across the Arabian desert, directly east. You have to go north. You have to go north, and then you swing round on the Fertile Crescent. And any invading army that came from the east came from the north and down from the north. And if the exiles are going to come back, they're going to come back from the north, even though they're coming from the east. They're going to come back from the north. And so it was called the North Country. It was the place of exile. It was a far off place. It's the place where all the trouble came from. It's the place where all the occupying army came from the North Country. The North Country was the bad place. It was the place of captivity. It was the place of bondage. And so the Lord is saying, I'll bring them from the North Country. I'll bring them from their captivity. I'll bring them from their bondage. I'll redeem them. I'll bring them from the slavery of sin. I'll bring them near. They're far off, but I'll bring them near. I'll bring them from the North Country. And that's what the Lord's saying. He'll bring them near. And you know, that's where sinners are. They're in the North Country. And that's where you are tonight, sinner. And you know what's brought you there? Your sin. Your sin has brought you into the North Country. Far off from God. No fellowship with the Lord. You're in the North Country. You're not in Zion. You're not in the presence of God. You're not worshiping the Father through Jesus Christ. You haven't been brought near. No, you haven't been brought near. You're in the North Country. They're far off. And the preachers can't bring them near. They can't bring them from afar off. But Christ's blood can bring them near. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, you were far off, but you've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'll bring them near. I'll bring them from the north country. And that's how the Lord Jesus gathers us. He gathers us by his blood. Gathers us from our captivity. He redeems us. He redeems us from the exile. He redeems us from the bondage. He redeems us from the captivity with his blood. He buys us with his blood. And so he brings us from the far country. But it's not only the north country. It says, I'll bring them from the north country. And then he adds, and gather them from the coasts. From the coasts of the earth. Oh, there's more than just the Babylonian captivity here. There's more than just the Jews in exile in the north country here. There's the Gentiles as well. The coasts of the earth. From all directions. From all directions, yes, the Jews. He bring the Jews from the north country. But he also said from the north and the south and the east and the west. From all the coasts of the earth, I'll gather them. I'll gather them. I'll gather them, it says. From the distant lands and the furthest extremities of the earth. I'll say to the north, give up. I'll say to the south, don't keep back. Don't keep back. Bring my sons from afar. Bring them from afar. Bring my daughters. Bring my daughters into the church. Bring them in. Bring them in from the ends of the earth. That's what the Lord says. I'll draw all men unto me. Go ye into all the earth. Go into all nations. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I'll bring them in. I'll bring them in from all the coasts. I'll give you the uttermost part of the earth for your possession, my son, the Father says. And he sends his watchmen out. And they're gathered. They're gathered from all the directions. And that's how Jesus is building his church. That's what's happening today. This is what's happening. Lift up your eyes round about and see, says Isaiah. They gather themselves together. They come to thee. This is to Jesus. They come to thee. Thy sons come to thee from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. They're coming to your side, Jesus. The side that was wounded.
The side that the blood flowed out of. They're coming to your side to be nursed at your side, to eat your body and to drink your blood. They're coming to be nursed at your side. Look, look, my son Jesus. They're coming from afar.
They're coming from afar to be nursed at your side. They'll come from afar.
Even the eyes, even the Gentile eyes, they'll wait for you. They'll wait for your law.
And so that's happening today. It's been happening for 2,000 years. That's what this 2,000 year dispensation is all about. That's what it's all about. Between the first and the second advent. The bringing of them in. The gathering of them. Gather them. And this is happening. This is what's happening in Nepal.
This is what's happening in China. They're being brought in multitudes. In multitudes. This is what happened in Ulster in 1859. This is what's happening today to a lesser extent. This is what's going to happen again to a greater extent in days to come. The Lord's going to do it. I believe it. He's going to do it. I'll gather them. I'll bring them.
Coming to Zion. Coming to Calvary. Where the Lord died. Being drawn by the mighty Holy Ghost who fell on Zion at Pentecost. That Holy Spirit who came in Zion, he's gone out and he's drawing them. He's drawing them in to Christ. And if you're saved, this is what's happened to you. This is your experience. And if you're not saved, you need to be drawn to Christ. You need the Spirit to woo you and to bring you and to gather you. And so there's hope for you, sinner. Maybe you feel far off. Maybe you say there's no hope. My hope's perished. I don't know God. I'm far off. I don't know what it is to be near to the Lord. I don't know what it is. But He can gather you. He can bring you. He can bring you. Don't despair. Look to the Lord. Look to the Lord and say, Lord, draw me. Look to the Lord and say, bring me. Oh, give me your Holy Spirit and bring me to Christ. Help me to know what it is to be brought to Christ. I want the reality. Bring me. Bring me to Christ. Lead me. Lead me, Lord. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Gather me to the rock. That's what you need, son.
You need to be brought to Christ. You need to be led to Christ. And it's not a preacher who leads you to Christ. It's the Spirit of God leads you to Christ. It's the Lord who has to bring you. It's the Lord who has to gather you. Because you're dead. You're dead in sins. You need the Lord to gather you.
I'll bring them. You gather them. And I want you to notice who they are that are gathered. It's the power of the Lord does it. And they come from all these places. The people gathered, who are they? They come from the north country and the coasts. They're all described. But you notice something about them. They're poor and needy. They're in a poor and needy state. They're wretched and miserable. They're in need of mercy. Do you see the fourfold way in which they're described? The blind, the lame, the woman with child, and her that's in the midst of her travail. She's travailing with child. These are the people who need to be brought. These are the people who need to be gathered. They'll not come. How can a blind man come? How can a blind man come? He can't see the way. He doesn't know the way. The only way he comes is if he's brought. The only way he comes is if he's drawn. And the lame man, what can the lame man do? He can't move. He has to abide in the same place. He can't get up and go. He has to be brought. He has to be gathered.
These are needy people. These are people who need the grace of God. These are people who aren't going to be saved by works. No, this is their state. This is their condition, blind and naked and poor and needy and lame. They're needy. And sinners are blind. They can't see.
They don't know the way.
They can't see their need. They can't see the Saviour. Oh, they see no beauty in Him to desire Him. They have no attraction for Him because they're blind. They're blind to holiness. They're blind to the beauty of Jesus Christ. Oh, they hear the name. It's just the name. That's all it is. They see no beauty in Him. There's no sweetness about Him. There's nothing that draws them to Him in their hearts.
Until the Spirit of God works in them and brings them. He draws them and gathers them. You need that, son. That's why you don't see any beauty in Jesus.
And when the church preaches and prays, the Lord works and He brings the blind. Jesus, you know, made the blind to see. How blind sinners are, we very well know. We were blind once, weren't we?
I once was blind. The man in the Bible said, I once was blind. But now I see. We'll see that. Why do we see? Why do we see? Because the Lord opened our eyes. That's why we see. He brought us.
And we'll see. We'll see. Praise the Lord, we see. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down.
The Lord says, I'll bring the blind. He said that. The Lord Jesus said that. I'll bring the blind.
I'll bring the blind, He says. All sinners are blind. I'll bring the blind by a way that they know not.
And that's what we'll have to pray. Some of your daughters are blind. Some of your sons are blind. They're blind.
They don't know the way. And one day in their mad career and their blindness walking around, one day they're going to drop into the pit. They're blind. They're going to perish.
Unless the Lord leads them. Unless the Lord brings them.
I'll bring the blind. You need to pray that the Lord will bring. He'll bring my blind son. He'll bring my blind daughter. You need to pray.
Oh Lord, save.
Sinners are not only blind, they're lame. They can't walk right. They don't have the ability to walk right. They can't walk in the way of God's commandments. They can't walk upright at all. They have no power to walk upright. They can't walk in the way. How can they come? They can't walk. Sinners are called to flee and they can't even walk.
They're lame. But how can the lame flee?
They can't flee from afar. And they certainly can't flee fast. And that's what sinners have to do, that they flee from afar and that they flee fast, but they can't flee. How are they going to be able to flee?
It's when the Lord works in them. I bring them here. I bring them here. And they'll flee there when I bring them. That's why we have to pray. Why is your children not fleeing? You know why? Because they're there. They have no power. The Lord needs to bring them. I bring them here.
I gather the lame. And so we need to pray that. No man can come, you see. They're lame. We can't come, Jesus says. No man can come. Except the Father draw him. So here's drawing power for the lame. The lame man has to say, draw me. Draw me and I'll run after you. I need you to draw me. Draw me by your Holy Spirit. Draw me by your powerful gospel. Draw me by the word of your promise. Draw me and I'll run after you.
You need a word. You need the Spirit. You need the Lord. We didn't run to Christ. No. We didn't run to Christ. But you see, when He does, He ran there. We have been running after Him ever since.
The woman with chain. Oh, the woman with chain. She's burdened. This is the one who has a heavy load. This is the one who's carrying a heavy burden. She's with child. How can you come? How can you come from the far country in that state with a heavy burden? With the burden of a woman, like a woman with child? I'll bring them. I'll gather them.
Come unto me. Once you hear the word of the Lord with power, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The woman with child, you burdened sinner, come to me. This picture's the burdened sinner. And then, if the woman with child is heavy laden, the woman in travail, well, she's even worse. How can a woman in travail come? She's a full term. She's reached the full weight of her burden. She's reached the maximum of her load. And she's in the midst of travail. How can she come? How can one from a far country come in the midst of travail? At the very extremity of the load? The burden of sin is so great. It's come to fruition. She's about to sow. Or she's about to give fruit to what you sow. And yet the Lord says, I'll gather them, I'll bring them. Like the dying thief on the cross. The full load of sin. His whole life and whole career, a sinner without Jesus Christ. Nourished in travail on the cross. How can he come now? It's near the end. How can he come now? I'll draw them. And right at the cross, right at the cross, he draws one who has had the full load of sin to the maximum all his life. There's hope for you, sinner. A woman in travail makes us think of the entrance of sin and of the curse. We're reminded of the curse when we read, I'll bring the woman with travail. All the cursed people. The cursed sinners. The sinners who are under the curse. The sinners who experience the travail that the curse brings. The pain and the agony that the curse brings. I'll bring them. Oh, the Lord's grace is great. Bringing all these sinners. Needy, helpless sinners. I want you to notice also what they're called. As they're all brought together. As they all come over time. 2,000 years it's been. And the Lord's been bringing them and drawing them. As Christ has been lifted up and he's been bringing them and drawing them. All people. All the men. He's been drawing them. These really powerless, helpless sinners. What does grace do? Well, you notice the word there. It says, there's a very important, in fact, there's two very important words there. It says, I'll bring the blind, the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child. And do you notice it? Together. I bring them together. They come together. A great company. They're coming together. It's not one out there, and one here, and one there, little independents. No, he brings them together. And they become a great company. A growing company. As he brings them from the north, and brings them from the south, and he's bringing them to Zion. And they're coming as a great company. Together, a great company. This word company is usually translated congregation in the Old Testament scriptures. I bring them together. A great congregation. A great church. He's bringing a great church. He's bringing a great church together. Of blind and of lame. And of sodomites. And of the wicked. And of the debauched. And this kind of sinner. And that kind of sinner. Through his grace he's bringing them together. A great church. Such were some of you. But he's brought them together. The Corinthian church. And us. And a great church universal. The church of Jesus Christ. A great congregation. That's what Jesus is doing. I'm building my church. I'm building a great congregation. A great company. Great. Because many are in it. Great because it is growing. Great because Christ is building it. Great because the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. However much it tries, it still grows. As every generation passes, it grows in moral attitude over the 2,000 years and is becoming a great church. great because it's glorious. That he may present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's what he's doing. A great company. And I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, and they stood before the Lord, and before the Lamb, and all of them were clothed with robes, and they had palms in their hands. All nations and kindreds and tongues, all brought together. A great congregation. That's what's happening. 2,000 years? I don't know how many more thousand years. But I tell you this. This is what Jesus is doing. And wherever he comes, and he takes away all the scaffolding and all the rubbish tips out of the workyard of his church, and he takes it all away, we'll see what a great congregation there. I just want to ask you, are you in this company? Have you felt the drawing power of God in your heart? Have you felt the Holy Spirit working in your soul? Bringing you to Christ? Is that how you've been brought into the church? By Holy Spirit power. By drawing power. If it isn't, you need to be born again. Let's pray.